As part of Michigan State University's 2024 MSU-FCU Arts Power Up Artists in Residence, Abel Korinsky from the Studio Korinsky of Berlin, Germany, is in residence during the spring semester. Korinsky's visit to MSU is a collaboration between the Facility for Rare Isotope Beams, FRIB, the MSU Museum, the Steam Power Project, Michigan State University's Art, Science, and Culture Collaborative, and Arts MSU. This new residency fosters collaboration, exploration, experimentation, and innovation on MSU's vibrant campus, culminating in the creation of groundbreaking artworks at the intersection of art, science, and technology. And my colleague Morgan Butts is all over this and on top of things. She's the Director of Communications for University Arts and Collections, and she's going to have a conversation with Abel. Hello, Morgan.
Hello. Hey, thanks for having me. I am so excited to talk to you, Abel, today. So you've been on campus now for a couple weeks into a three-month residency. I wanted to ask you a little bit about how you found this residency and what interested you about it.
I'm happy being here. This residency, I found it through an open call on internet, and in general, I'm working a lot in the field of science and technology, and this residency sounded like really interesting because it's connected to the FRIB, and to have the possibility to have an access to an accelerator and to speak to people in the nuclear physics. It's just an amazing opportunity.
I appreciate that. And I think, you know, that's one of the things that really excited Michigan State University about the opportunity to do residencies. We have these areas of expertise, like with FRIB, and there's a really exciting opportunity for us to have dialogue about the nexus between the arts and sciences. Could you tell us a little bit more about how you've explored this intersection in your past work? I've had the privilege of hearing you talk about this before at some of your engagements, so I'm excited to ask this question.
I mean, this is a new situation for me here because I'm here for 3 months and I'm directly working every day together with the researchers of the FRIB, and I can go there, ask just open doors of offices whenever I have a question. In the past works, I often worked with researchers and scientific institutes, but it was more on day basis, so I went there and made appointments. But this is a complete another level, just to have a daily access. Whenever I have an idea or I don't understand anything, I just need to go to the next office space and just ask for help. So that's really wonderful.
That's fantastic. So knowing, again, of course, that you're creating work in response to the dialogue that you're having with FRIB scientists and the context of Michigan State University, what are some of the things that you're thinking about in terms of the work that you'll create in response to this experience?
I'm still in the process, but what I figured out besides this scientific level, it's also that there's a difference between science and art, that we as artists, we can be loud, we can be creative, we can be maybe sometimes not right, we just state something as the truth. That's what the science can't be. And the science has a problem to maybe to reach a broad audience, because they are sometimes unsure, they don't know things, or they doubt about things, they research things, they change the theories, which makes it very hard to understand for the wide audience. So, and for me, this is one key point where I think that the art can help, specifically something abstract as the nuclear physics, to have a big outreach and to be loud and to work with it. So it will be something in between, like a crazy statement of the science, what they're doing, but at the same time, there will be a lot of parts being very accurate and working with data.
That's great. And I think you really touched on something that I think is so important for us to think about as a research university and for the world to think about more broadly, right? Which is that arts and research are both ways of exploring the world, remaining curious. They're both forms of research, really, in and of themselves. thinking more broadly, what can artists and scientists learn from each other?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I don't know. I think we artists, we can learn a lot from the science about how to see the world. And science also gives us an idea about diversity. If we think about what they're doing at AFRIP, it's somehow understand where we come from and how everything is made. And if we have a broader perspective of the understanding of the universe, then there's this interconnectivity, which is somehow related to this, what we have on Earth, the diversity. And somewhat it reflects very nicely our social life. And what scientists can learn from artists, I think it's they already, what I'm always talking about is they have a huge imagination. They have this abstract view on things, and then they imagine things how they could be. And then they try to visualize it. But here it might come to a point because it's usually not super attractive. So there could be something to bring the research into a form which has a bigger outreach to make it appealing to people.
There's a significant number of opportunities to hear more from Abel. There's a series of public engagements during your residency, including one coming up on April 11th this week. So I wanted to hear a little bit more about that discussion that you're going to have on April 11th with Hendrik Schatz.
Yeah, I'm a lot in discussion with Hendrik. He's helping me to understand everything very well. It's a talk about science and art, and we try to find points where it's very similar, what's different. We will talk about his work and the curiosity, and he's explaining weird stuff happening in the universe, which will be very entertaining. And I also somehow show how I come from a empty space to an exhibition idea and how I create artwork. And in the end, I think we will find parallels and discuss the similarities and then, of course, also the differences.
Hendrik Schatz is an MSU Distinguished Professor of Nuclear Astrophysics and a scientist at EFRIB, so that's sure to be a fantastic discussion. Really looking forward to it this coming Thursday.
Abel, thank you so much for joining us today. And again, enjoy your time at MSU.
Great. Thank you so much.
And Morgan, before I let you go, remind our listeners, what is University Arts and Collection?
Yeah, absolutely. So University Arts and Collections is a unit within Michigan State University, but more broadly, we support the campus-wide art strategy. Yeah, so Arts MSU is really an opportunity to uplift and celebrate the arts as something that's essential to the campus of Michigan State University.
And there's much more at arts.msu.edu. Is there anything particularly coming up in the next couple of months you want to highlight?
Oh, gosh, so much. Spring is always such a busy time. But we're excited to host Moulin Rouge right now at Wharton Center. So if you haven't gotten your tickets, there's one more week to that. There's some fantastic exhibitions on view at the MSU Museum. We've got Food Fight through the remainder of the semester, as well as at the MSU Broad Art Museum. We have the Faculty Triennial and the MFA exhibition. So a really incredible opportunity to see work created right here on Michigan State University's campus.
And I should let you thank the sponsors for Abel's visit.
Yes, absolutely. As the name MSUFCU Arts Power Up Artist Residency implies, this would not be possible without the generosity of Michigan State University Federal Credit Union. So we appreciate their endowed gift that has now made this artist residency a permanent fixture of Michigan State University.
Again, there's more at arts.msu.edu. And I'm Russ White. This is MSU Today.